another slippery slope, but, you know, that's another thing you could consider. But again, I'm a peon. I don't make these decisions.
So you've talked about the 1980 Olympics in Lake Placid.
I'm Julia.
And I'm Henning.
And we're from Round Top. And you're listening to WGXC Acra, 90.7 FM in Acra, Hudson, and Catskill.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Elaine Shimono of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties.
We are back, and I'm joined by the Vice President of the United States, allegedly, Kamala Harris. Madam Veeps, we are now a year into this administration, and I think people are wondering, why are we not winning this fight against the pandemic? When will we return to normal? Why is Miranda being such a dick to Steve on the Sex and the City reboot?
So let me start with saying that people
are... I'm bored. With COVID, I'm bored with COVID. I mean, the masks and the mandates.
I don't make the CDC's decisions, but what I will say is we have a vaccine, which has proved to be effective, and boosters.
Girl, how many boosters can I get? I mean, I've had more needles in me than the Donald Trump voodoo doll on Melania's nightstand. Thank you.
We still have a number of people that is in the millions who have not been vaccinated, and we are urging them to get vaccinated.
Well, good luck, because the messaging is all over the place. You know, the far right is taking medical advice from Joe Rogan, and now this whole thing has been politicized on all sides.
We're opening back up, and we are not where we were a year ago.
Well, I hope so, because I have tickets to see Hugh Jackman and the Music Man next week.
I'm sorry, we are thinking about today. I mean, honestly,
this sucks.
This sucks.
Really, this
sucks.
I'm so sick, and it's not from any germ. Just when Delta was on its way out, Omicron. So I'm guessing this mess is long-term. Cause political schmoes fighting with science pros has the country caught somewhere in between. And we don't stand a chance while we're stuck in this dance. It's called the Tango Vaccine. The Tango Vaccine.
The Tango Vaccine.
It's a dark, winding, runaway
train
of misinformation.
On
immunization.
So
you just pick and choose what you hear on the news while they schmooze and confuse and campaign.
What a bunch of schmucks.
It's quite a pitiful scene.
Now it's us versus them.
The Tango Vaccine.
The conspiracy theorists despise those elite higher.
I'm not vaccinated.
Arkies. So they post wacky claims they've been magnetized to friggin'.
Explain to me why the key sticks to me.
And the trolls mock the ones who comply, calling all of them.
Now getting that vaccine.
Sheepy. While the polls show they'd rather die.
Injecting bleach and drinking.
Peep, peep.
Girl, what's the sitch? Have you been boosted or not?
So, I've done whatever I did, the normal shot, and, you know, that at the end of the day is...
He's boosted.
He's boosted.
Aren't they boosted?
Fucking boosted.
But Fox News said I should run from the shot.
You better run.
You would think we'd agree with the damn CDC how this wind up a partisan plot.
Just a few tiny pricks, but some lunatics take their cues from Ted Cruz and Rand Paul.
It's a dance.
And guess who's cashing in on that anti-vax spin?
The tiniest pricks of them all.
You're kidding, I can't believe it.
The Tango Vaccine.
It's a dance.
Civic duties now somehow taboo.
It's such a shame.
While our lives they're protected,
so they're probably anti-vax.
They only
push ivermectin.
And
it's hard to rejoice in my body, my choice, when their choice affects your body too.
Oh yeah, get it?
It's like a pinball machine based on COVID-19. No thanks to Sean or Janine.
Oh, man.
The Tango Vaccine.
I mean, honestly,
I'm sorry, did you want to sing something?
Turn me on, I'm a radio, I
crackers, honey. Who needs the static? It hurts the head, and you wind up cracking, and the day goes dismal from breakfast party to the sign of prayer. What a sorry face you get to wear. I'm gonna tell you again now if you're still listening there. If you're driving into town with the dark cloud above you, dialing the number who's bound to love you. If you're lying on the beach with the transistor going, kick off the sand flies, honey, the love's still flowing. If your head says forget it, but your heart's still smoking, call me at the station.
We'll be right back. Next, we're going to hear from Matthew Shipp. The 2021 album is called Codebreaker, and this song is called Code Swing.